Even though voting will end tomorrow, the counting of ballots, as we have heard, will not. Election officials say that could take several days or longer, and a new state law on recounts could mean an even later date before we know all of the official results. With us now to talk about that is Jeremy Duda of Axios Phoenix. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah, good morning.
So what exactly is this new law on recounts? What does it say?
Well, what it says is previously the we had a very, very narrow margin for when you would have a mandatory recount, which is the only recounts we have in the state. There are other states where people can request recounts or pay for their own recounts. We don't have anything like that. The only recounts we would have is if a race is with, if the margin between two candidates is a tenth of a percentage point or less. Or a certain number of vote, very small number of votes, like 200 for a statewide race and less for lower level races. Those are the only way we would have a recount. What this law that got passed earlier this year does is it raises that threshold to a half a percent, which could mean a world of difference. We've had, I think, something like four recounts on state level races in the past, you know, 6 years or so in the past few election cycles. If this law had been in place in 2020 in Maricopa County or at the state level, we would have had five recounts as opposed to zero, including the presidential race, which was Joe Biden won by about 10,500 votes. And the threshold would be about, I think, probably 15,000 votes or so. It depends on the total votes cast.
Sure. Well, so as we just heard Rachel Langang saying, you know, a lot of folks are expecting this year's the statewide races to be very close. Could we see a situation where most, if not all of them, are headed to automatic recounts?
Some of them, certainly, if they're as close as folks are anticipating, and whether that actually happens, of course, you know, no one really knows.
Right.
The polls show some very close races. We've seen a lot of polls be wrong over the last few elections, so I'm not exactly sure what to expect. But, you know, the Maricopa County's elections director told us a couple weeks ago that they expect about 3 million votes to be cast statewide. That could mean you end up with a margin of about 15,000 votes if it's a, you know, half percentage point. And so, I mean, theoretically, if these races are as close as some of the polling indicates, we could see recounts for, you know, maybe Senate, Governor, Secretary of State, some of these other races. And that could definitely drag the kind of counting on a bit longer, an already lengthy process, make it last a bit longer.
Right. So what is the timeline for those recounts? Like, when would they start? When is there a deadline by which they'd have to be done?
The Secretary of State's office won't do its canvass until statewide canvass until December 5th, I believe, and that is when these margins become official in the state record. So a recount wouldn't be initiated until after that statewide canvass on December 5th, and then depending on the race, you know, county election officials say that, you know, those recounts could last up through, you know, the end of December. It would depend on the race. A legislative race, obviously, you're going to have far fewer votes to count than you're going to have in, you know, the governor's race or the Senate race, where, you know, there might be 3 million votes cast.
Right. Well, I mean, could we get to a situation where we don't know the official winner, for example, of the governor's race or the Secretary of State's race when it comes time to inaugurate the winner?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, the county folks expected that, you know, recounts could go until, you know, projected until December 30th at the, you know, I don't know. That sounded like kind of a worst case scenario.
Okay.
It's hard to say. I don't know if we've ever had a recount for, at least in modern times, of a race with that many votes cast, or exactly how long that would take.
Are election officials, like, is Maricopa County, for example, how are they preparing for what they are expecting to see potentially more recounts? Like, do they have to get more staff? Do they need more space? Anything like that?
You know, that I'm not sure. I think, you know, this does happen sometimes, but usually in, you know, smaller races. I think the last recount I probably remember was 2016 for a congressional, Republican primary in a congressional race. So it's hard to say. I mean, again, it would depend on what kind of race we're talking about. If it's a state legislative race, or, you know, a constable race, or justice of the peace, or school board, or something like that, it's going to be a pretty small number of votes. If we're talking Hobbs versus Lake, Kelly versus Masters, you know, we're talking a heck of a lot of votes there.
Yeah. Have you heard election officials talk at all about a concern of, like, with all the conspiracy theories going on out there, that, you know, additional recounts might play a role in how people perceive how this election is being run?
Oh, certainly. I think that's a concern because the vote counting already takes a while, and that's due to a number of things, especially because of the way our early voting works and folks being able to drop off their ballots, their early ballots on election day, and then there's a mandatory 5-day period for what's known as a curing period
Right.
for folks who whose signatures don't, you know, aren't necessarily shown to be matches. So this is already a, you know, a 10 to 12 day process for Maricopa County, and I think probably similar for other counties. And people who've been spreading a lot of these conspiracy theories and you know, false claims, and in some cases just flat out lies about the election, are use that lengthy county process to kind of promote this false notion that there's something insecure about our elections. And you see, I mean, you saw this leading up to the primary in August. You're seeing this now. It's kind of the same cast of characters spreading the same claims and trying to convince people that the longer this count lasts, that the more dubious or questionable the results will be. So if we see, you know, a governor's race, you know, or a Senate race or a Secretary of State race, you know, a recount lasting until late December, you know, especially if the Democrat wins those, ends up winning those recounts, you know, certainly we'll probably see, you know, something similar to what we've seen over the last few years, which is a lot of conspiracy theories, a lot of false claims, a lot of, you know, falsehoods, and in some cases, lies.
Sure. All right. That is Jeremy Duda of Axios Phoenix. Jeremy, thank you.
Thank you.